Welcome back to Mage Hand High Five. I'm your Dungeon Master, Casey Pappas, and with me, ranked from least to most likely to enjoy living in the world of this campaign.
Ooh, okay.
Rowan McStay.
Hi, my name's Rowan McStay, playing Salome Breyer, and I like my iced coffee, and I don't love misogyny, so that's fair.
Robin Langenhop.
Hi, I'm Robin Langenhop, playing Hayden Kincaid, and I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
Everywhere.
And Max Weinberg.
I'm really surprised at this. I'm playing Stump Steenling, and I don't like the heat. So I really want to know why you think I would enjoy this the most.
I don't know. I think you treat it like a video game.
I'm back in my Star Wars bit, being enjoyed by no one.
Honestly, I feel like as long as I was with the right people, I'd love it. If I was in the Badlands, I'd have a great time. If I were in Threed, I'd be fucking miserable.
I would go like get an internship or like a front desk job at One Bad Stitch. I would just hang out there, get my breakfast at the Little Bun every day, and have a wonderful time.
That's actually real fair. I think I'd try to go to Twin River and open like a cafe or something. A dodgeball. I'd go coach the Twin River dodgeball team.
I'd probably try to live in like a place like Mountain Creek and just kind of chill by a river or waterfall or something.
That's nice.
By a mountain or a creek.
Yeah. Mountain and or creek.
You can find people like the Breyer sisters and learn magic.
And on that note, let's dive right in.
Yay.
Last time on Mage Hand High Five, you met with the group of survivors. Maggie and Dart filled you in on the events leading to this. People went missing in the town until the shamblers attacked openly. The townspeople were driven into the refinery. The shamblers followed, led by a mysterious woman named Dr. Aletna Moribund. The good doctor often broadcasts her voice to ask the townspeople to surrender, saying she needs their resources. Maggie, upon learning Hayden is a changeling, references an acting troupe that can change their faces like the wind. The group joins in a jam session to raise the spirits of the villagers. In the morning, Moribund offers the group one last chance to surrender. When they refuse, shamblers break down the door. Special runner shamblers steal Maggie, Dart, and another tiefling villager, while a mega shambler attempts to kill Lila. The group kills it, while the shamblers make off with the hostages. Where you are now, you all are still in the big storage room. The shamblers are gone or dead. The mega shambler exploded. Bits of it still decorate your armor with blood and viscera. The remaining shamblers have fled into the darkness. And Hayden, you have a bead on one of the shamblers. The green outline of your hunter's mark is fading into the distance.
Y'all, I can hold this for a little while, but we need to get going.
Yeah, we gotta find Max.
I just really quickly try to reach out to V and just say,
V, we just killed a couple of shamblers in here. There might be some more wisps to take care of. Things are starting to get a little real. I know you said you might come with us at one point. They got Max. I don't know when you want to come help, but whenever you're ready, you come on over.
Roll a charisma check.
That is a 15.
You don't see V, but you believe your message was heard.
Great. Anybody here good at sneaking or fighting? It's all right if not. We're not asking anybody to volunteer who doesn't want to.
Anybody here, I don't know, some kind of intern or research assistant who aspires to be a fighter, because that's gone real well for us in the past.
Yeah, honestly, if there's any grad students. Also, I don't know if anybody's... you stay where you're at. I point to the girl who's healing Lila. Mm-hmm. What's your name again, honey?
My name's Mirabelle.
Well, Mirabelle, thank you so much for watching after my aunt while we're gone. If anyone else can heal, that shambler took a lot out of me. I don't have a lot of time to heal up, but...
We got potions.
I mean, I could help you out a little bit.
Yeah, I can give myself 5. We can just kind of patchwork something together. But yeah, if anyone's got some healing, yeah, let me know. I'm I'm not looking too good.
Someone roll a luck check.
I'll do it.
See what these villagers can do. They are scrappy. They are few at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You get the sense that most of the stronger members of the group have dwindled over time. Robin, what did you roll?
That's an 8. Uh-oh. How do you feel about
that's
an
8?
There are 7 numbers lower than that.
That's true.
So they all sort of like look at each other. Most of them are just townspeople.
Mm-hmm.
They're not fighters. They're not. Some of them are bakers. Some of them are workers. One of them sort of reaches into their bag and pulls out one potion of healing, just basic straight potion of healing, and says, "I was holding on to this, but I think it'd be better in your hands than mine."
Listen, I think we might be at the point where we're getting y'all out of here today, or we're dying trying. I don't know that there's a better time to use it than now.
He nods and hands you the potion.
Thank you, darling.
And I'm going to take that right now and then also lay on hands myself for 5, because that last shambler knocked me about in half in one hit.
Yikes.
Stump also will just cast Cure Wounds by handing another drink to Salome.
All right, thanks, honey.
For 10 HP.
For 10, okay.
Hey, remember that time we first met and we passed drinks around and there was a whole poison issue there?
Yeah, Stump, is this one safe?
Oh, wait, don't drink that one. No, that's the wrong one. Take this one.
Oh, shit.
Salome sees God.
you get a passing
kidding,
glance at the river.
All right, well, hey, I'm looking a little better, well as I'm gonna. Let's get out of here. I don't know if we have much of a plan other than just follow them.
Don't die.
I don't know if you still have that rope trick spell we could use to hide Mags away and the other hostages. I don't know what we got, but...
See, here's the thing. It lasts an hour and only holds 8 people.
Yeah, I mean, if we end up in a situation where we have to fight and Maggie's not able to...
Oh, then absolutely, we'll stash her.
Yeah, I've just noticed that when people drop is when they start getting their wisps taken, so I don't want to leave anybody down and vulnerable.
I'll have it at the ready.
Does this seem kind of strange to anybody else that she just took all these prisoners instead of taking souls like she has been?
I mean, my best guess would be that she's picking off the strongest or most valuable first so that everybody else is just left undefended and it's easy to clear them out.
Well, also seems like maybe Maggie knows a little bit more about, you know, the balance of life and death in this world, and that's what she's looking to kind of learn about.
I mean, for all that, she could have taken Maggie. If she had all the power to come in here and just kidnap people willy-nilly, she could have done that before we got here.
But also, why go after the others? Sure, Maggie makes sense, and if you think about it hard enough, but why Dot? Why that tiefling?
I don't know, but I don't trust it.
Maybe she's just really curious about how those grum fingers work.
You and them grum fingers.
Still trying to wrap my brain around those.
That's probably it, Hayden.
I had 4 fingers for a while, and I'm really thinking about it. It just got in my craw, and I cannot stop wondering.
All right, well, you just puzzle away. Why don't we try to get there?
Puzzle away in silence as we sneak to follow these people.
Yeah.
You head out. You follow the outline of the shambler back up the hallway into the large quarry room. You see that the shambler outline is in the direction of the hallway that you came in through. So you continue up that way. You continue along before diverting into a side passage. All of these rooms and passageways so far seem pretty clear of shamblers currently, as if they're all elsewhere. You continue to follow the shambler's green outline, but it is pretty quickly outstripping you. As you turn another corner, you see the tunnel takes off into a straightaway. Off to one side in this turn, you see a small minecart docking station. Crates, loading materials all stand on a small loading platform. Tracks bisect the platform, and a pair of minecarts sit idly. One of them seems large enough to seat 2, while the larger one in the rear seats 1 alongside what looks like a small coal-powered steam engine, which takes up most of the elongated cart.
So one fits one and is faster? Or what's the...
They are hooked together.
Oh.
So we'll have a driver and then two passengers in the other one.
Yes.
Stump, Hayden, who wants to drive?
Kids, I'll drive.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
You're the dad. You should be the driver.
Yeah, you need gunners anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Hayden, Dearheart, it seems like they're really making it real easy for us to get to them. It seems like they just left us a wide open path to them. This is feeling more and more like a trap, so maybe just keep your crossbow ready, honey.
Oh, it always is.
Before we go in, can I maybe do like an investigation check into the, like search through the boxes and stuff that's there?
Sure.
That's a 14.
Anything you're looking for in particular?
I mean, maybe a little more, you know, sandwich baggie of fire powder.
A little more sandwich bags of fire powder.
I don't know, just anything that might be useful.
How about just like a +3 revolver that does like radiant damage or something?
There's a yeah, vorpal right. sword.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, a radiant vorpal sword.
You search through crates. There are a couple more crates of fire powder here.
I'm scooping a couple more sandwich bags.
Okay, hold on. We need to have a firm establishing of how many sandwich bags do you have?
It's a Costco
pack. We have like a little box, like a little Ziploc box.
Currently, I currently have 3.
Okay,
chilling in the bag of holding.
You know what?
I don't know. You could just,
let's say you have 2 more.
All right,
you can
two more.
Those.
Okay, I'll take it
for a grand total of 5. And from this point forward, you have 5 sandwich bags.
Total?
Yes.
What if I eat my sandwich that I brought from home? Will I get another one?
No.
You haven't eaten it yet? Like you brought it from home and you haven't eaten it yet?
It's my last memory of Kate.
Yeah, it's going to be your last memory ever if you ever eat that sandwich.
God damn, that thing stinks. Is that fish? What is that?
Honestly, at this point, I'm not sure.
I bet it would work like fire powder if you lit it on fire.
A 3-month-old tuna sandwich is probably your strongest poison.
Yeah, that's a whole potion ingredient, right? That, does Stump get a potion ingredient from his crusty sandwich?
Oh, my God.
If we dip Salome's blade in Stump's old sandwich, can I get some extra poison damage?
It's an alternate truth serum.
It does 2d10 necrotic.
It causes immediate blindness. Great. You all file into the carts?
Yeah.
Sure thing.
Great. So the way this works, the cart engine is a small, compact steam engine. The person driving can shovel coal into it and stoke it as a bonus action on their turn. When you stoke it, you roll a d6 to see how much speed you can build up. You can spend your action stoking it to roll with advantage. On a 6, the cart gets 60 feet faster. On a 4 or a 5, it gets 30 feet faster. On a 3, the cart slows by 10. On a 2, the cart slows by 30. And on a 1, something bad happens.
Because slowing by 30 is not a bad thing.
You stoke the cart, Stump, and it slowly rolls to life. It begins rolling down the track. Roll the first d6. Just to
see?
Yeah.
That's a 5.
All right, cool. There it is.
You're off to a good start. It begins rolling quick. Down the track. Hayden, you see the green dot. It is now no longer getting smaller. It is now staying at about the same pace.
All right.
Okay.
After a couple turns of stoking the engine again and again and again, you're now starting to speed up pretty quick. You are way faster than running distance. And Hayden, you look ahead and see that you are starting to catch up with the Shamblers. And as you do, I need everyone to roll initiative.
I did pretty good on initiative, y'all. I'm kind of excited about it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Do you add your initiative bonus when you roll a 1?
Asking
for
a friend.
I think you do with nat 20s and 1s.
I think you do.
That's a 5 for Stump.
Okay. Hayden.
That's a 22.
And Salome.
That's an 18.
Ooh, fancy.
Wow.
If Salome doesn't have to rely on her own feet for initiative, she does pretty good.
You catch up to the Shamblers pretty quick in the cart. Before long, you are about 120 feet away. Hayden, you're first in the order.
Can I tell that one of the shambler I've been following is within range?
Yes, they are all within range.
All right. I'm going to use my first turn in combat and wail on them.
Okay. You look ahead and see that the bigger shambler that was holding Maggie has split itself apart into multiple runner shamblers. Oof. So there were originally six. Now there are 10 runners, three of them with people inside. And it looks like they're grouped together so that the three with hostages inside are packed into the middle of the group.
All right. So for my first two regular attacks, I got a 16 and a 25.
Ooh,
those
nice.
Both hit.
Mm. Lovely. I'm going to roll the damage on those and then decide the rest of my turn based on that.
Do it up.
And this is, I don't know if he's still injured at all, but I'm going after the one that I hunt is marked.
Okay. That one is the one you think contains Dart.
Great. I'd love to free Dart.
Free Dart.
12 for the first hit, 8 for the second.
Okay.
Is it still alive?
Yes, it is still running. You think that after you lost sight of these folks, some of them may have merged and changed and switched, so they are all at full health again.
Gotcha. Mm,
all right. Fine. Sure.
Well, then I'm going to use my extra attack that I receive on the very first round of combat against the same enemy, and I just happened to get a nat 20 on that one.
Ooh. Right. There you go.
Starting off strong.
Lots of low dice, but that is 18 damage on that one hit.
Whoa.
All right.
And I'm assuming it's still standing, so I will use my final bonus action to attack one more time.
Okay, do it up.
And that is a 16 to hit.
That hits.
That's 12 damage right there.
It is clinging to life.
All right.
Bow, 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 bow. You line up a whole bunch of crossbow bolts. They sail through this group of shamblers. Quack, quack, quack. Hit the one that you have been hunter's marking. It's stumbling, but it is still moving.
Not for much longer.
Next in the order is Salome.
Oh, it feels so good to be this soon. All right, so we're about 120 feet away?
Yes.
Okay, only thing I can do here is Eldritch Blast. So I take out Thaddeus' revolver and point it at the one who is... Ooh, it is hard not to go for the one holding Maggie. But I think because Hayden got this one to almost death's door, I'm going to shoot my first one at that one and see if I can take it out first.
Great.
Ooh, shit, that's not very good. First one is only a 13 to hit.
That does not hit.
That's going to be a little better. Second one is going to be a 21 to hit.
That does hit.
All right.
Some damage.
It's not going to be very much. It's just a D10. That's 4 damage.
It looks like a stiff wind could blow this thing over.
Shit.
It is so close.
God damn it, I can't do anything else.
It is so close. It is stumbling. It is...
All right. Hell, okay.
But it is still clinging. Next in the order are the shamblers. You see two of them stop running. They hold off on movement for their turn, and the cart quickly catches up to them, and they both slam into the cart with their might. These two are going to try and attack you, Salome, and you, Hayden,
in the
first cart.
Come at me.
That is a 24 to hit Hayden.
Ooh,
believe
shit.
It or not, that will successfully hit me.
Oh my god, I just rolled 219, so that's a 24 to hit Salome.
That'll hit.
Great. That is 8 points of bludgeoning damage to Hayden.
Ow.
14 points of bludgeoning damage to Salome.
Oh, holy shit. Look, Hayden,
yikes.
Target practice.
I get hit, go, gah. Oh, oh no, Salome.
Yeah, ow, that hurt, that hurt, that hurt, that
and
hurt.
Because they slammed into the cart slows by 30 feet. So you're now going 90 feet as opposed to 120.
Fuck.
Stump, it is your turn.
I'm going to use my bonus action to stoke the fire.
Okay.
So I roll a d6 for that. I'm not going to use my action because I'm going to shoot my crossbow with disadvantage at the one that has Maggie.
Roll that d6.
It's a 4.
That is a 4. The cart moves forward 30 feet. You are back to 120 feet away from the shamblers.
Okay.
After Stump kind of throws some coal into this fire, he's going to then shoot at long range with his crossbow at the one that can get blown over by a little wind.
Okay.
That was the description.
Yes, by a stiff wind.
Stiff wind.
Stiffest. Yeah, all right.
Okay. That's an 18 with disadvantage.
All right.
With disadvantage? Wow. I will say,
yeah.
Since you hit, it collapses. You do not need to roll damage.
Great.
So you shoot. The shambler collapses, tumbles over itself, moves past the cart. As you do, you see Dart come tumbling out of the shambler.
We gotta grab Dart. I don't know if we can carry her on this thing, but we're gonna try.
She sort of like lands face first in the dirt, but she looks okay.
I mean, can we even fit more people on these?
There's no way for you to grab her at these speeds.
Yeah, Dart, we're coming back for you, honey.
She lands, hits the ground. You do see that she is armed.
Okay.
So she is not on her own in the elements.
Great. All right.
She and her shambler are out of combat.
Great.
That's my turn.
Great.
Great.
Cool. So there are two shamblers on the cart now. They're going to continue to attack you as the cart is moving forward. Top of the order is Hayden.
Hey, it's me. Well, bonus action. Ooh-wee-woo. I will shift my hunter's mark over to the one that has Maggie.
Here's the thing. The occupants are fully covered. You have no idea which one contains Maggie.
Shit.
The only reason you knew it was Dart was your hunter's mark was already on it.
Get the ones that are hitting the cart, Hayden.
Got it. Sometimes I get distracted and forget I'm being actively attacked.
So you see these two are both lining up to whack you with their tongues.
I'm going to go for the one that's focused on Salome.
Thanks, Hayden. Appreciate it.
Oh, no. I rolled 2 2s. So they're both an 11.
Damn.
Oh, those do not hit.
That's my turn. I use my bonus action to move the hunter's mark. So
shit.
I just fully shat the bed.
Yeah.
These shamblers are up in your face. And they throw off your attacks. Just like it's a lot to contend with. There's a lot going on.
Salome, I don't like this.
Yeah, me either. It's not fun.
I believe in you.
You shouldn't.
Salome, it's your turn.
All right. I'm going to try to attack one of these fellas with Boomin' Blade.
Okay.
Fuck me. Oh, my God. It's so bad every time. That's a 14 to hit.
That does hit.
Yeah! All right!
Hey.
I'll take it. It's so rough. Okay. I'm not going to smite this time. I think I got to save smites right now. But that is going to be 2d8 plus 8. That is 17 damage. It's going to take another d8 of damage when it moves more than 5 feet.
Go ahead and roll that because it's going to happen.
It's just a little dinky little 1 damage when it moves again.
Okay. Hey, still something.
Yeah, ain't nothing.
Cool. Takes 18 points of damage total.
Yep.
Anything else you do on your turn?
Cry. Salome's really upset right now. She's going through a lot.
Your emotions are valid.
Through tears.
It's all right, girl.
Through tears brings your sword back.
And I just found my aunt, and she was really nice, and she played the banjo for us, and now she's got to take it again. I can't even keep her safe. I think it still might be Thaddeus' fault, even though he's dead now.
Salome, just know there's a hug waiting for you as soon as we're not in this situation.
You got to keep it together, kid.
I just, listen, I can't
fall apart
help it.
While
it
hidden.
Just sucks.
It's fine.
Okay, fuck.
Cry and strike.
I don't like this. I want to go home.
To be fair, you're hitting, so keep crying if that's what works.
Yeah, I'll cry and hit. It's fine. As soon as I stop being angry, I just start being sad.
Are you like the opposite of a barbarian?
No.
I gotta hold on to rage or else I'll just cry.
Great. Next in the
Mags, I'm coming.
Next in the order are the shamblers. The 7 up ahead continue to move forward. The 2 that are on the cart are going to try and take their attacks. That is not going to hit.
All right. Not going to hit Hayden?
Woo.
That's not going to hit Hayden.
Yay.
And that's not going to hit Salome.
Yay.
So the shamblers are running forward. You see in the distance, maybe a turn or two away, the path splits. The rail leads off in one direction. The path that the shamblers are taking are leading off in another. There is a split in the middle of the canyon, or in the middle of the tunnel.
So does that mean we got to get these guys before?
You don't know for sure what it means just yet.
All right.
Stump.
I'm just going to full send this cart. So I'm going to use my action and bonus action to stoke this flame.
All right.
Okay, baby, roll with advantage.
Send it.
Okay, baby.
That was kind of aggressive.
Are we just all calling each other baby now? That's kind of
fun. Hey, baby.
Hey, babies.
Call me baby first.
Ah, oh, babies. How y'all doing? Like just little babies.
So that was a 2 and a 6.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. All right.
Ooh, glad you did.
That means we get to keep the 6, right?
Yeah.
The cart accelerates 60 feet. So you are now traveling at 180 feet per turn.
Which is faster than those guys can run.
Yes, you're catching up to them.
Yeah, are we losing the other ones behind us too?
Yeah, they're about 60 feet behind you now.
Nice.
I flip them off.
Yeah, good job, Stump.
You're halfway between the shamblers that were with the cart and the shamblers that are away from the cart.
Great.
Great. That is Stump. Top of the order. Hayden.
That's me. Let's just try and do the same thing as last time, except actually hit anyone ever at any point.
Okay. Do it to it.
Nat 19. Wanted a nat 20, but I got close.
Ooh.
Ooh.
23, 26, and dirty 20.
Great. You aiming these on one of the ones with the hostages?
No, I'm aiming this on the one that was attacking Salome earlier because that's where my hunter's mark is.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
I mean, they're gonna keep running after us, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true.
That's 30 damage.
Yeah, hey, all right.
Damn. Okay. That one's wobbling.
That's what you get for hurting my friend.
That one is that. Anything else?
I console Salome.
Thanks.
Free object interaction to just pat on the shoulder.
Thanks, Hayden. It's fine. I'm just going to cry through this. I think, honestly, I don't think I can stop, so I think I'm just going to be crying while we're doing this the whole time. It's fine.
Use it. Let it fuel you.
Yeah, okay.
Next in the order, Salome.
Okay. What am I going to do? Can I see who has, like, at the very least, even if I can't tell who, can I see ahead which shamblers have hostages?
Yes.
They're
the two in the middle.
Okay. No way to see which one's Maggie?
No.
All right. I'm going to shoot at one of the ones that have hostages with the revolver. I can't do anything else from up close, so.
In fact, you know what? Let me roll real quick to see which one you are aiming at.
Ooh. 19 and a 20 to hit.
They both hit.
Great. So bah, bah, with the revolver. And all right. Well, that's 10 damage. More than I could do.
Okay. You hit one. You see sort of scorch marks from the magic blasts remain on its horrible flesh.
All right, I think that's the best I can do for now.
It's all right. Every little bit helps.
I'm doing my best.
Honey, you got me crying too now.
Ah, God, get it together, guys.
Okay, yeah, you're right. We're trying to, look, we'll fight. We're just going to cry the whole time.
It's emotional back here.
Great. It is the shambler's turn. The shambler's... One more splits off from the group to attack y'all.
All right, fun.
It is going to attack Hayden.
It's going to try. They said
confident. Boy, it is going to try because it failed.
Yeah.
It is not going to hit.
All right.
Its tongue reaches out and just misses your face.
Just whisks away a tear.
It wipes one single tear from Hayden's eye.
In slow motion, the other shamblers towards the front are going to continue to run forward. Great. Next in the order is Stump on the cart.
Oh, yeah. Stump's just going to full send that coal right into that motor thing.
Do it. Roll it.
Yeah.
Do Stump the thing with the coal.
Stump knows how machine works.
Roll it with advantage.
It's a 3.
Okay.
Oh. The cart slows.
Fuck.
The cart slows by 10 feet.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Not much.
That's fine.
Not bad. So it is now running 170 feet.
We can work with that.
Yeah, not terrible.
At the start of this turn, you are 10 feet behind the shamblers. Problem is, the path divides.
Oh, shit.
You are lining up your bolts on these shamblers when a wall sweeps past you, separating you from the shamblers. You feel the minecart track diverting off to the right. There is a moment of silence as this wall is passing between you, and then you are in open air. You look down. You are on essentially a minecart trestle. The stilts holding the minecart track branch off into the abyss below you. You are very, very high up. To your left, you see the path with the shamblers on it. I am not going to calculate what being 10 feet behind them means. I'm not going to calculate the hypotenuse of that triangle. You are 60 feet away from them right now.
Great. All right.
So they're 60 feet to your left right now. They are on a narrow path running straight forward.
How narrow would you say, Casey, that path is that they're on?
About 10 feet.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And they're running right in the middle of it?
Yeah, they are.
All right. Cool.
Basically, they have Abyss on either side of them as well.
Great. All right.
Yes, they are 60.82762530 feet away from us.
Thank you so much. That's so helpful. That's exactly the range on my Eldritch Blast. It's actually so wild. I never thought it would come up. I'm
it's
so glad it finally came up.
It's actually 0.000004 feet away from my range.
Yeah, fuck. This always happens.
So top of the order is Hayden.
I'm going to do that thing where I attack the one that I already focused on and keep hitting until it dies.
Great.
Okay. You see them running on the tracks behind you. So they are still following the cart.
Yeah, it's going to stay behind us, but in a dead way. Not if I keep rolling twos.
Shit, Hayden.
How does a 16 to hit feel for you?
That hits. Roll some damage.
All right.
8 damage? Does 8 damage kill it? Please?
You... hit it in the shoulder, it buckles and falls from the trestle. It is gone.
Yes,
yeah,
all right,
Hayden,
then I will
come on.
I will bonus action move my hunter's mark over to one that's ahead of the cart. Still trying to find Maggie.
I already shot one of them ones with a hostage. I don't know if it's the one with Maggie or not, but if you get one of them, I can try to pick off the ones that don't have anybody.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
Maybe we don't try to pick them off when we're over this trestle over an abyss.
Well, not with the hostage. No. Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. I thought you meant the ones without hostages. I was like...
No, those are fine.
That's a good idea. Maybe we stick to the ones without hostages for now.
Use rescue Maggie. She just falls to her death in the abyss.
Oh, she'll be fine.
Rub some dirt in it.
All right, I'm sticking with the one that has a hostage. I don't think I'm going to completely obliterate it by the time we are out of this situation.
Salome, it is your turn.
I can't get over how good it feels to be this high up in the initiative order.
Welcome to the rarefied air.
Ooh, it's so nice up here, man.
God, okay. It sucks being back here.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm gonna Eldritch Blast one of the ones that does not have a hostage.
Okay.
And try to use my little push blast that'll send it 10 feet off the thing.
Send it.
Okay.
Ooh, first one's definitely not gonna hit. That's an 11 to hit.
That does not hit.
Ooh, second one, though, is a 24 to hit.
That hits.
All right, I'm going to try to pick one off and just bah, off the cliff.
Well, it does. It pushes them 10 feet, right?
Yeah.
Great. You shoot it. I'm going to have you roll damage, actually.
Okay, sure.
Because I'm going to roll, at the same time, a luck check.
That's 10 damage.
You, boom, shoot it. It buckles, falls off. There's a moment of silence. And then you see it rise back, having sprouted Aarakocra wings.
I'm sorry?
What?
Casey, my next crossbow bolt's coming for you personally.
Sorry, I needed to roll a luck check, and I rolled a nat 20.
All right, fine.
There are some hidden mechanics to this fight.
Yeah, you're just making shit up like a little kid.
No, actually, he's got wings
actually,
now.
Actually, he's got wings.
Actually, no, he comes back now.
He's got a lightsaber and he cuts off your head.
How about mine comes back and he's got, mine can fly, your can't fly.
His reaction just shoots lasers at you.
Yeah, but mine has infinite hit points.
Okay, but mine's got shark teeth.
Mine teleports behind you.
Mine literally throws you off this bridge.
Mine's immune to bridge throwing.
Listen. I have this under control.
All right.
Hey, I need to make these somewhat of a threat to you.
You and your goddamn fly speed. Sure, okay.
Anything else you do on your turn?
I still know I'm not close enough to do Hexblade's Curse or anything, so I got no, like, action economy on this.
Great. Next in the order are the Shamblers. The 5 that are running are still going for it. There are 2 behind you, 1 at 20 feet, 1 at 80 feet. The one that is flying is going to use its movement speed to swing the 60 feet gap to be next to y'all.
Hmm.
and it is going to attack.
Who?
It's going to attack you, Salmai, for fun.
No, fun. All right. Yeah, sure.
That's a nat one. It shoots. Its tongue misses you. The tongue lands in front of the minecart wheel and gets sucked into it.
Oh.
And the shambler gets pulled in by the inertia of the cart and slams into the side of the cart. It is going to take some damage.
All right. Hey, I'll take a little damage for free.
Great. The other two are not close enough to hit. Stump, it is your turn in the cart.
I'm just going to full send it again. We're going to get where we're going as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
We're not going to get where we're going as quickly as possible because that's a three.
Oh, hell. Okay. Oh. Well, that's all right.
Cart slows down again. The ones behind you are now 10 feet and 70 feet.
Shouldn't have flipped them off. That's karma now.
Top of the order is Hayden.
Okay, fuck this die in particular. I assume that a 12 does not hit.
It does not hit any of them.
Oh,
yeah, that one's
Jesus,
getting retired.
Hayden.
That one goes in the timeout.
No one, that's a net two. Come on.
Oh, hell.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
There we go. All right, so that's a 22. That at least will hit.
Great. You're hitting which one?
The one that Salome pointed out that should have a hostage in it.
Okay.
14 damage.
All right.
Ooh, okay.
Don't die, though. Don't die, don't die, don't die.
It's not, it does not look bloodied yet.
Okay.
Oh, shit. So okay.
Great. Next in the order is Salome.
All right. I'm going to try to pick off one that is running along the ledge. Try to do the same thing as I did last time. Unless there's none in melee range, right?
Not yet.
All right. That is a 21 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. Well, I'll roll damage, I guess, just in case you need it. That's another 10 damage.
Okay.
And I am going to try to repelling blast it off the cliff.
I'm going to roll a luck check. You rocket it off the cliff. It howls as it collapses into the abyss.
Ha! Not all you have wings. Come on.
There's a moment of silence.
What, for the shambler?
It does not rise up. It is out of the combat.
Yeah, all right.
There's a moment of silence. You all take off your hats.
Yeah, pour one out.
Stump removes his Stetson.
Hayden, you want me to try to knock another one off, or you need help shooting one with Mags or one of the other hostages?
Nah, keep knocking them off.
All right, I'm going to try to do that again with the other one that doesn't have anybody.
Okay.
That's a 19 to hit.
That hits.
Okay.
Roll some damage.
6 damage, and I'm going to try to blast off the cliff. Yep.
Cool. You boom, rocket it off the cliff.
Pour one out again.
It does not rise.
Yes!
It is gone.
All right.
Next in the order are the shamblers. The flying one is going to... It could use its action to gracefully remove its tongue from the minecart. However, it is going to... The tongue detaches. Just rips right out of its mouth. And it is going to try and use its action to slash at you, Salome.
All right. Cool.
I'm sorry, that's really
gross.
I'm not
gonna lie, that was a little unsettling, yeah.
Salome, that is a 17 to hit?
That misses.
Oh! Nice.
You love to see it. Salome pops up her shield last minute.
Oh, it slashes down, glances off your shield, nothing happens. The two are still running after the cart. The three are still running alongside.
Honestly, honey, whole tongue thing? Not worth it. Definitely not worth it.
It's like...
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
God.
It makes us sad.
Oh, don't make me feel sorry for you. You got souls of the dead inside you. Come on.
This episode of Mage Hand High Five is sponsored by Multitude Productions and their actual play podcast, Join the Party, as part of their Direct Creator Support Initiative. Multitude Productions believes that podcasts are for people, not corporations, and that the actual play community is full of incredible creators telling some of the most imaginative stories in all of entertainment. Multitude offers high quality and affordable production services and consulting to help podcast creators of any size capitalize on their own successes. Join the Party is an actual play podcast focused on genre-pushing storytelling and celebrating the artistry of its cast and collaborators, as well as being a love letter to the art form of actual play. Join the Party has multiple seasons available now, with stories ranging from swashbuckling pirate tales in a world of plants and bugs to a weird summer camp beset by monsters. Here's looking at you, Camp Craven fans. Tune in every Tuesday for new episodes of Join the Party. And who knows? If we're your third favorite actual play, they might just become your first or second. We hope you'll check out Multitude and Join the Party at jointhepartypod.com or connect with them at Join the Party Pod on Instagram, Blue Sky, Tumblr, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, be sure to let them know that Mage Hand High Five sent you and that their direct creator support initiative is working. And with that, on with the show.
Do you love audio fiction stories like Welcome to Night Vale or Old Gods of Appalachia? Are you looking for your next favorite podcast?
Or maybe you love actual play shows like Critical Role, but don't always have time to sit down to a 3-hour show with hundreds upon hundreds of episodes.
Then you'll love The Adventures of Bud and Herb, a podcast that is made to binge with episodes around 30 minutes of non-stop, irreverent, yet wholesome fun set in an immersive fantasy world.
Follow along as best friends Bud and Herb, that's us, race against time to find an elusive, monstrous cryptid that has snatched a little boy from our idyllic little town of Mistress Glen.
I'm Bud, the deep gnome rogue.
And I'm Herb, the turtle folk barbarian chef. Each episode, we dig deeper into the mystery of the Cinderwood Walker.
A beast so terrifying it can kill with only its stench. Find out if we live to smell tomorrow.
Listen to The Adventures of Bud and Herb wherever cryptids hide.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, my name is Robin.
And my name is Dylan.
Do you like Choices Matter video games?
If so, we started this podcast, Dork Spawn, so that I could show my best friend my favorite RPG series of all time, Dragon Age.
And now that I've played it, we want to share more of these choice-heavy games with each other.
Right now, Robin is showing me Mass Effect, which I have never played before.
And we are going to continue playing through these games together and discussing them book club style as we go.
You can join our Discord and play along with us, and tune into Dork Spawn every Friday wherever you listen to...
Stump, it is your turn.
How close are we to the end of this?
What? Oh, to
like
the section.
Like, how close are we to the end of the split path? Yeah.
You meant, like, to this combat?
Yeah, I'm fucking done with yet? This. How long until we're done with this? Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. It's past my heart time. Sank. I was like, we can be done if you want.
Oh. Yes.
Podcast over.
You're like, cool. When are we going to wrap this up?
Let's move it right along,
Max,
please.
Max has been looking for the exit for weeks now.
Stump, roll a perception check.
Is it like an off-ramp somewhere?
That's a 5.
Ooh, all right. And
with a 5, you do not see where the tracks join back up. But with a 5, you see that there is a certain point in the trestle coming up where you do not see the tracks advancing. You do not know whether it's a break in the track or a steep descent.
I don't like that, Casey.
Yeah, I don't like that
right.
at all.
Okay.
It's coming up quick, though.
Everybody hold on. We're full sending it again.
All right.
We're trying.
We're going to go a little slower over this hump, because that was a 3.
Shit.
Oh, no.
Another 3.
Casey, is there anything we can do to help Stump with that?
I'm already rolling with advantage.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is that he's rolling with advantage, so I can't really give you anything else. That's
the okay. other ones were, I've rolled on, of the threes, of the 3 threes, 2 have been 1s, and the other one was a 2.
God, brutal. Okay, well, hey, at least you got advantage.
I'm so sad, because the 1 is fun, and I want it to happen.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Is it, Casey? Is it fun?
Yeah, it is fun.
Is it fun?
It's fun for me.
Is it fun, Casey?
one of the shamblers is caught up with you. The one that was 10 feet behind you is no longer 10 feet behind you. The other one is 60 feet behind you.
All right.
Great. Stump, that is your turn.
I use Mage Hand to just kind of slap at the one that's right next to us.
Yeah, just bop, 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 bop. Like a little cat.
Hey, like a hey.
Hey.
Just like raise one hand and just bop, 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 bop.
Like I like 3 stooges slap it, like a poke in the eyes and just thup, 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 thup.
A little skibbity pap.
Yeah, a little skibbity pap.
Glitter Baby turns into a staple remover and just kind of gives little bites.
Oh, so Glitter cute. Baby. Glitter Baby is in your pocket right now, shivering.
Oh, no. Buddy.
Still a little ball bearing.
Stump, you see in the tracks coming up, there is a small break.
Huh.
You think that under a combined effort of all three of you, you could hop the cart over the tracks.
Oh,
but
shit.
I need you all to make deck save. I need you all to make a deck save.
All right, here we go.
All right. Sick.
Casey, I know this isn't for now, but...
Could be for now.
What the hell happens if all of us failed this deck save right
it
now?
It might be for now.
Listen, you may find out. If you don't find out, I'll tell you on the download.
No, that's so shitty.
If you would like to subscribe to our Patreon to get full access to our downloads.
Horrible. We're not doing this.
That's awful.
We just become so capitalist. Behind a paywall, you'll find all kinds of bonus content.
Listen, here at Mage Hand High Five, your family.
This episode of Mage Hand High Five, sponsored by the Jameson Corporation.
Jameson, dependable, the way family should be. What are your deck saves?
9.
Hayden got a 12?
Fuck, Hayden's not rolling very well.
No.
17 for Stump.
That rounds up group check 13.
Yeah, it's bad.
You hit the brake in the track. The carts take 10 points of damage.
Oof, okay.
You feel the axles beneath you wiggling.
We make it to the other side, though?
You do, but the carts are a little less... the carts are a little more compromised.
That's bad.
Sorry,
Let's
y'all.
Let's not do that again.
Y'all, stop crying.
Can't look. I mostly held it together, and then we saw a break in the track, and I was like, you know how there's just breaks in like your relationship with people where you just have like a little space where you don't see them anymore, and it's a metaphorical.
I'm still crying a little bit now, but one more bad thing, and this is gonna start being really funny, so it's okay.
God.
Yeah, it's gonna come around to laughter in a minute. Just give it a second.
I'm gonna need Maggie to hang out with people my own age, damn.
Maggie's always laughing and crying.
You damn millennials.
Is Stump a boomer?
Stump older is Gen X.
Older Gen X, yeah.
Hayden, it is your turn.
All right, my dice have returned. Yeah. That's a 24 to hit and a nat 20.
Yes!
It's not bloody yet, right?
It's not bloody yet.
All right, then we're doing it. That's 32 damage.
Holy shit, Christ. Hayden. All right.
How's it looking?
You kill it.
Okay, oh, what happens to the hostage?
Oh, shit.
It stumbles, boom, 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 tripping over itself. I'm going to roll a pass or fail luck check.
Oh, I don't like this.
Oh, is no. there anything oh, no. you can do to affect this?
I mean, can I cast Bless? Is it like, is this an action thing or is this a reaction thing?
This is there anything you can do to keep this shambler on the path? As opposed to in the abyss.
I'm looking. I'm...
God. I mean, I don't have anything.
No, I don't have anything either.
Okay.
Is it like a straight, like, pass-fail 10 to, like...
Yeah.
Like 50-50?
Yes.
Oh, I hate this. I don't... Unless I can cast Bless, I got nothing.
It is just a luck check. Like, it's not even the Shambler's check because it is dead.
Yeah.
It is just a luck check. The Shambler, you watch in slow motion as this Shambler tumbles, I would say head, but it doesn't have a head, mouth over ass.
If you kill my aunt like that, I'm going to be so mad.
If you kill her with a mouth over ass.
If you kill my aunt with mouth over ass, we're not friends anymore.
Oop. You watch... It seems to go in slow motion as it tumbles and tumbles. As it does, its gaping mouth opens in death, and you see a flash of brown hair.
Mags?
It tumbles towards the edge of the ravine, settles on the edge, and lays still.
Oh, Mags! Okay, get out of there, get out of there, get out of there!
I need you to know that was a pass or fail 10. It was a 10 on the die.
Holy shit. Okay.
You watch as it begins to move past you. Then you watch it move as Magdalena Breyer begins to emerge from it.
Hey, good shot, but no more close calls, okay?
Understood. I still have my bonus action. I will move it to a non-hostage
chamber. So scary. Oh my god.
There is the one that is on the cart. There are two on the cart, one flying, one running.
Oh, let's get this Aarakocra bullshit guy out of the way.
Okay.
I can't believe you almost just killed Maggie with ass over mouth.
Hey, what a way to go. What a way to go.
I would have been so upset.
She died doing what she loved.
Ooh.
She would have thought it was funny.
We could have V tell her.
God damn it.
Salome, it is your turn. There are two on the cart, one running, one flying. There's one 60 feet behind you. There are two left on the path. One has a hostage, one does not.
Great. Does it look like Maggie has been left behind?
Maggie has been left behind. She is out of the combat.
All right. I'll just shout out really quick then. Aunt Mags, darts behind the tunnel a little bit. Just go find her. And I will try to shoot to pick off the last one on the ledge without a hostage with my Eldritch Blast.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, that's not going to hit. That's two.
That's not going to hit.
Ooh, that is a 19 to hit, though. That's going to be a, I wish it was close enough to Hexblade's Curse. That is going to be a little bit of damage, and then it's going to also fly 10 feet off. So you got to roll that luck check, but it's a 3 damage, if not.
It blasts in the side, ricochets off the path. Time passes. It does not rise up. It is out.
All right.
Yes.
Great. So there's just one left. It has a hostage.
Y'all, I think we can do this. I think we're going to get there.
Next in the order are the shamblers. The flying one is going to attack you, Salome, because it is just, it's still slashing at you.
Again, this just, you know, look, this whole tongue thing really isn't working out for you, honey.
It no longer has a tongue. It is just claws now. That is an 18 to hit.
Oh, that's my armor class. You can get a little hit in if you want to, just for fun.
Listen, take 13 points of slashing damage.
You know what? Fuck you too.
As a treat. As for fun.
Salome, how you looking?
Pretty fucking hurt, Hayden, honestly, but I feel better knowing that Aunt Max is okay.
The other one is going to attack you, Hayden. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. It's going to attack you, Stump.
Oh, come on. I was just about to say,
You're in the back of the cart. You're closest to it.
He's taking no damage so far.
It peeks over the minecart, sees you in there. It's going to attack you. That is a 16 to hit.
Oh, it just hits.
Yeah, let's get you in this fight.
Casey,
yes.
I don't remember if you gave this as part of the description of how the minecart works. If Max just straight up doesn't stoke it with his bonus action, do we maintain speed or do we slow down?
Also, you lose a full 60 feet.
Ooh, okay, got it.
Yeah, if you continue to do it, you would lose 60 feet per turn until you stopped.
Yeah.
Stump, you take 14 points of slashing damage.
Holy
as this
shit.
As this tongue whack.
Yeah, Stump, these things hit kind of hard.
Yeah, they do. They really do.
Yeah, watch your ass.
Great, Stump, it is your turn.
Well, we're just going to keep full sending it because I don't want that to happen again.
Yeah, come on, Stump.
Do it to it.
Son of a bitch.
Is that another three?
It's another three.
Oh, shit. Stump.
Hey, Casey. Can I use my inspiration from a really long time ago to just re-roll that?
God, you've been sitting on that inspiration this whole time?
From Shorna?
Yeah, I kind of forgot about it for a really long time and then didn't really need it.
You know what?
I've never rolled poorly in my life.
Reroll it. I mean, I don't know if you technically can do that on advantage, but like whatever. It's inspiration.
Yeah.
Do it.
It's our game.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a six.
There it is.
Oh. Yes, there it is.
Great. Cart zooms ahead 60 feet. One is 60 feet behind you, one is 120 feet behind you.
I will say the one downside is that I was finally within Hexblade's Curse and melee range of those things.
Oh, save your curse.
You rear up, getting ready to slash it, and it whoa, rockets ahead 60 feet.
Nice job, Stump. You did it.
Why don't you just cry about it, Salome?
Way ahead of you, brother.
So 60 feet behind you are the running and the flying ones. They're 60 feet behind. 120 feet behind is the other running one. It is doing its damnedest to try and keep up.
Great.
The one with
what
the
was that?
Yeah, what did it? What did it sound like again?
What did that sound like?
Thank you so much. Okay, great. That'll make great audio.
You have approached the part where you see the tracks no longer extend in front of you. You look, it is a steep...
Oh, I thought that was before.
It is a... No. This is... Sorry, this is the one I was talking about. The other one was a small environmental hazard. Oh. This one is a deep descent into the abyss.
Okay.
That's real bad.
You all plummet as the tracks steeply and sharply descend. It is that moment in the Polar Express where they all go over that ledge and the train is going...
Never seen it.
What is wrong with you?
Why the hell would I have seen Polar Express of all the movies you've mentioned so far?
Because there's a train in it.
It's a Christmas movie.
Well, let me... Okay, here's what we're going to do. For Max's sake, it's going to be that part of the roller coaster where you... steeply descend. I'm going to make this as secular as possible.
No Santa in this one.
You plummet rapidly. The cart is accelerating.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
You feel the wheels beneath you rattling from the damage that the cart has already taken. You are rapidly accelerating up another steep rise. You wonder why the hell this is built into the refinery.
Yeah, seriously.
You see the flying one is keeping pace with the cart. It is still 60 feet behind. The running ones are, like, they plummet over the side and are doing their best to just try and stay on the tracks.
I'm starting to get a little worried about getting back, but, you know,
there
we'll
is
cross that,
that
bridge.
I rolled to see, like, whether they stayed on the tracks, and they... I shit you not, they both rolled nat 20s.
Oh, what? Damn.
I just rolled two nat 20s in a row.
Now we have three flying ones.
Fuck it, on nat 20s, they both sprout wings.
Oh.
God.
You're a menace, dude.
Horrifying, Casey. This is body horror.
It just ate a family of Aarakocras, and now they've got wings.
Eric God,
it's
gives
the
you
flying
wings.
Monkeys from Wizard of Oz crossed with John Carpenter's The Thing, and it's the worst crossover I've ever imagined.
Stump, this is, like, really bad. I'm glad you're driving so you don't have to see this, because this is kind of fucked up at this point.
I can see it.
Yeah, I think you should just keep your eyes on the road, though. I wish I could unsee it. You want me to drive?
No, I'm good.
For the first time, I wish I had mayonnaise goggles.
Here you go, Hayden. You can have mine.
I was joking. I really don't want them.
Oh, boy. You plummet down the minecart track. There's sort of a whoom as you hit the bottom of it. It shakes the entire trestle, and that sort of reverberates through the canyon around you. This track has not been used in a bit. Over the last 6 months or so, it has not been repaired. It's not been seen to. It's not been upkept. It, whoom, the impact of the cart hitting the bottom of this drop shakes the trestle, shakes the canyon, and you hear a of the tunnel shaking around you.
Like as in it might try to start caving in a little bit?
As in it might start trying to cave in a little bit.
Here I was thinking we were done with cave-ins after Ford Falls, but...
Casey's got his old reliables. Public speaking events and cave-ins.
Listen.
Cave-ins and speeches.
Listen here, you little shit. on my own podcast. So there are the three flying ones behind you. You do not see the hostage one because it is actually above you right now.
Mm. Well, I'm going after the original recipe, Aarakocra Shambler.
Okay,
that's the one that I've got hunters marked.
It's got the secret spices.
Original recipe, super spicy.
It's got 11 guys named Herb inside it.
God.
That's like my fourth natural two. It's haunting me.
No, Hayden.
I keep swapping
what
between
happened?
Three different D20s and keep rolling twos.
Oh, no. Hayden, what's going on, honey? You got to stop crying.
Oh, but then again, There's yet another nat 20. So really,
everything's
coming up handy.
Okay, there's so many nat 20s this session.
It's insane.
Golly, yeah, go for it. You crit on this Colonel's Recipe Eric Okra flying one.
That's 14 damage for that attack.
Alright.
Okay.
And then I'll use my bonus action to hit it one more time.
Do it to it.
16.
That hits. Roll some damage.
That's only 7 damage.
It's only 7 damage. Okay. Still something.
Pew, pew, pew.
It looks pretty bad. They are still flying. Two of them are 60 feet behind you. One of them is 120 feet behind you. They are all flying now.
Right.
They fly now. stupid Star Wars reference. What's wrong with me? That was dumb as hell.
So goofy.
They fly now.
Salome, it is your turn.
All right. Well, shit. Yeah, I mean, since there's no way to attack it with melee range, I'm going to shoot at it again. That's a 19 to hit.
That does hit.
Oh,
all the damage. All right.
I'll do the first one, see what happens, see if I shoot the other one. That's only 4 damage for the first one.
Okay.
And I'll push it 10 feet back.
Okay.
And then the other one doesn't hit.
So, they are 60 feet behind you. The other one is 120 feet behind you. Stump, it is your turn. Because they cannot catch up to you right now.
We're full sending it, so they are not getting anywhere near us.
Okay.
That's a 5.
Okay. The cart moves. The cart accelerates by 30 feet.
Great.
The rails quake beneath you. The trestle is vibrating. You're all vibrating in the mine carts. The flying ones are unaffected by this. They're unaffected by the shaking. However, rocks begin to plummet from the ceiling.
All right.
Let's roll a d4 to see how many rocks are going to...
Roll for special rocks.
Roll for special rocks.
These are not special rocks.
These are the most special rocks.
They're special if they kill the Arakokras for us.
Oh, that's fair.
Hold on, get under my shield.
So two of them are going to hit the cart. Two of them hit the Arakokra ones.
Yeah.
14 points of damage to the carts. They are pretty bad now.
Okay.
The carts are now under 20 health each.
Yikes.
They're less than half. So, Stump, you are not going to be able to push the carts as much as before.
So just like the bonuses I get from rolling things just aren't as high.
They aren't as high. It's going to slow faster if you roll below a 3 or lower. So all of the speeds go down by 15.
Oh boy.
Great. The Arakokra are going to take damage. The one that Salome hit is on death's door. It is still flying.
Ooh.
Hayden, as it becomes your turn, the minecart track starts to lift back up out of the ravine. You are now on level with the other shambler. You see a wall zoom past you for a second, and then boom, you are right alongside the other hostage one.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
And you are back in a tunnel like before. The flying ones sweep into the tunnel behind you, alight on all four of their powerful runner's legs, and are now sprinting behind you.
Okay.
You are now all together in this.
Is the original recipe still going?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to finish that one off first.
Great.
14?
That hits.
Yes.
Roll some damage.
8. Please tell me it's enough.
It is barely hanging in there.
Oh, God.
All right. All right.
This thing is seeing the light of the Lord.
The river?
Is seeing the river.
I'm so sad right now. This is the saddest I've been about getting yet another nat 20.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
What a complete waste.
I mean, you're just going to obliterate this thing.
Hayden has rolled more nat 20s on this than I have rolled sixes.
Because you rolled a nat 20 on this, and because I cannot give you a shit ton of damage, what do you do? What do you do to it?
I think I take the first hit and see that it's still going, and I go, oh, come on. Just grab a random pebble from inside the cart, chuck it at the thing, and it just straight up explodes.
It's like a lump of coal.
You grab like a lump of sort of clumped together fire powder. You toss it in anger. It flies, knocks it square in the mouth, and you see it explode from the inside.
That'll do it.
Oh, God.
All right. Bonus action. I'm hunter's marking the remaining hostage.
Great. It is alongside the cart right now.
Okay.
Great. Salome, it is your turn.
By alongside the cart, do you mean melee range, Casey?
Yes.
Thank God. This is all I've wanted for an hour. I use Hexblade's curse on the one with the goddamn hostage.
You do it.
And then I'm going to attack with my longsword and hope to hell I hit. Ooh, yeah, all right, that'll do it. That's a 25 to hit.
That hits.
All right, I'm going to attack it with Booming Blade, so it's going to take some damage if it moves. It's going to take a little extra damage from the Hexblade's curse. It's going to be a whole thing. Stop, melee
range.
It's
a whole production.
Great. It's a whole production. Melee range is fun for me. All right, 20 damage, plus an extra D8 if it keeps moving, which is if it's, is it going to just keep moving?
Oh, yeah.
All right, great. 25 damage then.
Ooh, okay. Awesome. It's not bloody, but that was a massive chunk of its health.
I'll take it.
You just slice your sword down the side of this thing and just open this massive gash along its side.
Great.
And because it keeps moving, boom, it receives the sort of like concussive lightning strike of Booming Blade, but it's still running.
Great.
Stumbles a little bit, keeps going.
I call over to the tiefling hostage. Honey, we've just been calling you the tiefling with the spoons. What's your name? All right, we'll come for you. We'll ask later. Hold on. We got everybody else. You're good.
All right. Love that.
Is their name really? What a mouthful.
Boo.
Terrible.
God.
I drink Hayden in dies. Your groans. It fuels me.
On this turn is the Shamblers. The one that you just hit, Salome, is going to attack you back.
Yeah, sure.
That is a 23 to hit.
I'll hit.
9 points of slashing damage.
All right.
Cool. The other ones are going to move ahead. They're still pretty far behind you. They're losing distance. Stump, on your turn, if you continue the way you are, the cart is going to outstrip the one within melee range, and you're going to be faster than all of the Shamblers.
Ooh.
So that is up to you what you do.
That might be really nice if we can get there ahead of all the enemies.
Stump, roll a perception check.
That's a 6.
Okay.
You can get a 6 on a d20.
Stump's going to take off a old reliable vial from his chest and just smack it on the head of the Shambler and cast a poison spray cantrip. So give me a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
All right, Stump, hop on in here.
That is a 19 to save.
Yeah, it does it.
Okay.
Okay, nothing happens. We're going to stoke it anyway. I'm only going to go with 1. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it's not a 1.
Okay.
Oh, that's a 5.
Ooh.
All right.
All right. We can work with 5.
So, since you were already moving 60 feet faster, you are now 75 feet ahead of that Shambler. You pull out 75 feet ahead. Salome and Hayden, roll perception checks.
Will do.
Okay, sure.
13.
Okay.
11.
Okay. DC to beat was 10.
All right.
So, you both look ahead and see what Stump was unable to see.
Just rub it in.
Because the canyon was collapsing, you see a section of the tunnel has collapsed in front of you and is blocking the minecart track, and you are flying at 195 feet. 195 feet per turn towards this rubble.
Oh, shit. Stump, we might want to slow it down.
Is there a brake? So like a handbrake?
There is a handbrake in the cart.
Can I object interaction to engage the handbrake?
Not at the moment because it's no longer your turn. I'm going to roll a d4 to see how many turns it will take for you to get to the cave in. Because a handbrake at your speed isn't going to stop the cart right away, it's going to slow it.
Yeah.
With my 8 strength? Yeah, it is.
That's a 2. So in 2 turns, you're going to hit it.
Oh, shit, Stump, you might be able to blow up the... you might be able to blow it up. I mean, that might... cause a little bit more of a cave-in, but you might be able to blow through the rocks because you got a couple sandwich baggies full of fire powder.
So, sorry, Casey. So it's just a pile of rocks?
It is rocks. It is sand. It is silt collapsed over it.
Okay.
With that much stuff, a single explosion is not going to clear all that out.
But five might.
With five? Could do a decent chunk of damage.
Yeah.
Hayden, your turn.
We have two rounds?
Yes.
I'm going to keep attacking on this round.
You got to spend at least one trying to get this guy.
Go for it.
Fucking natural two.
No. It was going to be a 20 or a two.
My new dice are sitting in my mailbox right now.
This one's going to be a 20.
These ones are mad because you're talking about the new dice. That's what's happening.
That's a 14.
Oh. That hits.
Okay.
Seriously, a five or higher, and I hit. Like, why do I keep rolling twos?
It's wild.
That's 12 damage.
Okay.
That ain't nothing.
And if it's not dead, my bonus action's hitting again.
It's not dead.
Dirty 20.
Right. There it is.
11.
Woo-hoo.
Just chipping away. Pew, 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 pew. I have so many crossbow bolts.
I'm sorry. Pew, 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 what pew. Was that?
Chipping away. Pew, 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 pew.
Great.
Chipping away.
Perfect.
Boop, 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 boop. Y'all, if things get bad and it looks like we're going to, you know, meet an untimely end, grab hold of me.
Okay. Just like for support, like you just want to be held in your last moments or?
Yeah, I don't have a contingency plan. I just need cuddles.
Salome, it is your turn.
Okay. How close are we to the one carrying the hostage?
It's 75 feet behind you.
Okay. Is this a situation where it would catch up to us on its turn? So if I held my turn, I could attack at melee range?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to hold my turn for when the shambler's turn, it catches up with us and try to attack it with a melee attack.
Okay, you great. Do it. Hit it.
Oh, all right. Is that just going to happen? Okay.
Yeah, it's just going to... You know what? It's just going to happen.
All right, attack it with Boom and Blade. Let's go. That is a 22 to hit.
That hits. Roll some damage.
21 damage.
You sweep the legs out from under it.
Yes.
Just, it tumbles, blum, 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 and it is out of the combat.
Oh,
it is dead.
Right. That's the one carrying the hostage?
It is.
Ugh, okay.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah, I think y'all see that spooky Hexblades curse thing again where Salome's eyes roll back in her head and she just kind of absorbs whatever life force this thing had left.
Ooh. Did I ever tell you I hate that?
Salome's just in a fucking fugue state right now.
Hey, we don't have time. We don't have time. Hey.
The biggest problem now is the cart is accelerating rapidly towards this.
Great. I'm going to do something that makes me very sad, which is... We have this round, and then on my turn at the next round, it will hit, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yes.
So, I'm going to tie all five sandwich bags to a crossbow bolt and take out Luther's lighter and light the tip of it on fire.
Oh, shit, all right.
And then shoot the stuff that's in front of us to hopefully blast... A hole that we can get through. And if it doesn't work, we can get out the cart.
Yeah, we'll bail.
If it doesn't work, hold on to me.
I think we're going to bail.
Yeah.
If we don't.
Group hug.
You line up the shot, roll to see if it hits.
Everybody duck. What the fuck is the AC of a giant wall?
I've got it.
Like hitting
roll.
A bull's ass with a fistful of banjos.
That's a nat 20.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, baby.
What a time to get
it. You know
it.
What? You crit. Roll 15d6.
Yeah!
It's going to take us a minute.
It's going to be fun.
This is by far the most damage Stump will ever do, and it's a bummer it's on a wall, because that's 63 damage.
Ooh, nice. Holy shit.
You...
If I add a little poison, does it do anything extra?
No.
How?
I throw on that sandwich from earlier. I put it in one of the bags.
No, we need that.
Immediately
the wall
mold
retreats.
Just like...
The wall moves out of the way of the sandwich.
Oh, fuck that.
You...
Not the sandwich.
I'm a vegetarian.
You blast this wall apart, and you go sailing through it. You see the last two shamblers retreat into the distance behind you. You are accelerating down this track. you're out of combat. Stump, do you pull the emergency brake or do you just sail on?
So Stump pulls the emergency brake to make it like a nice casual ride.
Ooh.
So we're not screaming down this track.
You rip the emergency brake. It begins to slow. Screeches. Takes a good amount of time and distance to slow before you are now traveling at a pretty amiable pace. This is walking speed down this minecart track. You do not know where this goes.
I roll a 1 on a D6.
Oh, well.
the cart blows up. You are out of initiative.
I mean, Stump, good driving.
Seriously.
Thanks. Nice smacking of things.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe you should cry in fights more often.
Hey, you know, I think it worked for us.
Yeah. Do you have any idea if we're going the way we need to be going?
I mean, it depends. Are we going? I reckon at this point we're far enough away from home base. We might just want to rest up, get our bearings, and then try to finish this thing.
I think we absolutely we should rest and then find more, but because this isn't going to end until she ends, I think.
If Mags or Dark catch up with us, I think they're the only people left that could fight.
I don't know, that might be really good with those spoons.
I have a feeling we're pretty far ahead of everybody now.
Yeah, I think so.
We were rocketing.
Yeah, I think we pull off and try to find a place to just hopefully safely rest up for a minute. Try to find like a little nook that feels kind of buried in there.
You slow the cart to a halt on the middle of this track. The tunnel stretches on in front of you. It stretches on behind you. You're sort of just in the middle. There's a small alcove that you can post up in for a bit. You don't hear the sounds of people coming up the tunnel from either direction, and you rest. A short rest.
I'm gonna second wind before resting, just in case.
Nice.
Does it come back on a short rest?
It does.
Ooh, okay. That's a very good idea.
That's 4 HP.
I'm back up to full.
Same. Yeah, I'm back up to full too.
Great. Do you push forward?
Stump Cox's crossbone says, let's head in.
You know what? For all this, now that we rescued Aunt Mags, it's been kind of nice not to have to worry about Jameson for a little bit.
Who?
Yeah.
Good to have something else on the brain.
We walk in, it's the hive mind of Jameson.
God.
All four brothers posted up.
It's like the elder brain in like tubes.
I think Hayden just looks over at Stump at Salome's comment and just like, Hayden just has absolute panic in their eyes.
He does. Stump does the like, not now, like, you know, hand wave at the throat, like, no.
Right. So I think we just push on.
The end of the tunnel is in sight. Flashes of blue light the way. As you move closer, the rail cart tracks move into this room. Do you proceed openly?
Before we go in, can I look around for traps?
I'm not going to make you roll for this. There are no traps down here, and here's why. Who does Dr. Aletna Moribund have to set traps against? The citizens of Blackthorn Hollow? The sisters?
Well, much as I hate that, it does tell us something about her. I think she's gotten overconfident.
And you wonder whether it is overconfidence and just how much power Dr. Moribund holds.
Oh, I have an idea.
Yeah, what's up?
What if we just send the cart in on its own without us in it?
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, I like that. I think we want to do anything like prep work that we're going to do. I think we want to do it out here. I think at this point, maybe we've started to stealth outside the door.
Okay. All of you, roll stealth.
That's a 9.
That's a 25.
Very nice. All right.
25.
That'll make up for Salome's 9, hopefully.
And what was yours, Stump?
Stump got a 15.
Do you send the minecart forward, or are you stealthing towards the room?
I mean, part of me wants to see what's going on before we send out our distraction, but...
Let's go take a look first.
You all sneak up and take a look. There are a couple rocks to hide behind at the mouth of this chamber. And you peek in. There is a large chamber. In the center is a minecart rail turntable, one of the ones that allows the minecart to turn to move down different directions. They connect 6 or 7 tracks that lead deeper into the mines. Built into the center of this turntable is a makeshift operating table, built from a section of a conveyor belt. Next to it is a large metal canister, about 10 feet tall and 5 feet in diameter. Resting on the table is what appears to be a very dead man, judging by the rancid smell in the air and the violent shade of his skin. He seems hooked up to the canister through a large tube protruding from his chest. Next to the operating table, her back to you, stands a half-elf woman, her dark hair drawn tight into a lopsided bun. She wears an absolutely filthy lab coat, covered with stains of powder, sweat, and blood. As you watch, coming up from one of the side tunnels, you see a shambler make its way in. It runs to the canister. The lid pops open. It hoists itself up onto the top of the canister and retches into it.
Ugh.
You don't see anything come out of its mouth. On this plane of existence.
Yeah.
Roll a charisma check.
Is this a proficiency thing or no?
I don't think you have proficiency in this yet.
That's all right. That's a 19 plus 5, so that's going to be a 24.
The world grays for a second, and you see the canister is filled with souls. There are easily upwards of 50 or 60 souls in this canister, plus the addition of the 2 or 3 that the shambler just vomited into it.
Oof.
And you see that these souls are traveling one by one into the dead man laying on the table. On a nat 20 perception check.
No!
Dr. Moribund does not even look at you when she says, "The newcomers, you are bold to come into this place. Nothing." And she breaks for a second and she says, "Nothing will stand between me and my Rockland. I will have him back." And that is where we will pick up next session.
Thanks so much for listening to episode 24 of Mage Hand High Five,
The Badlands.
Want to show your support for the show? Want to hear us talk more about it? Check out our Patreon at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. For just the teensiest, tiniest little $5 a month, you can get in on the down low and hear us talk about the show and our extra talk back podcast, Mage Hand Down Low. You can get fun goodies from us. You can get stat blocks and information behind the scenes about how we make all the monsters and magic items that we use in the show. You can join a fantastic community that we've been building all over at Patreon. Thanks to Jacob Kirstner for our orchestrations and Shane Smith for our logo and our cover art. They're still pretty good at their jobs. It's wonderful. Check out our website at www.magehandhighfive.com and look for us all across social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Discord, and wherever else we may be. We're going to be there at Magehand High Five. And now may be the perfect time to join us there because we have some special little exciting surprises for our 1 year anniversary on August 15th. So go check it out. Go to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. We can do a little hot potato thing. It'd be fun. And now I'm going to shout out all of our subscribers on Patreon. And as is the tradition, I'm going to try and do it in one breath.
Andrew, John Flies with Ravens, Kellen Wilbur, Trout Relief, Chronic Dreamer, Patrick Hickman, Debbie, Nathan Ritter, Chicken Too Tasty, Evan Noon, Avery Spar, AM Lovelies, Allison DeVelvis, Das Carpenter, Diana Bacon, Al Forestoki, Liz Spar, Carrie Lee, Jonathan Gunn, Tyler Gardner, El DeSol, Julata Pang, Laura, Al Glow, Utley, and Sammy Richardson. I didn't plan for that one properly. That didn't go as well as it possibly could have, but here we are. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your foes about the show. Tell my sweet little girl, Willow. She's looking at me. She's got this sweet face, and she's just wagging her tail and being like, hey, Robin, why are you recording instead of loving me? But I do love her. But just tell her about the show using the hashtag MHH5. And hey, how about a high five or a high paw for this sweet little girl? Yeah.